Hello, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to Speep's Beats with DJ Speep here on 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, your better alternative. I am our host for the evening, DJ Speep. Usually don't chat before we roll into the first set. Typically, we get right into the music, but we were able to start on time tonight, which is rare, so wanted to pop in and say hi and introduce our funky and groovy set for the night before we get into it. We've got a broad theme of funk for the night. We have some like bluesy country rock funk to start out the set, and then we're going to transition into a bit of disco funk, kind of go back and forth for a few songs between some rock and more stringy influence, and then back to some more disco, and then we have a fun little surprise throw-in song at the end, and we will talk about that once we get to it. We are going to roll right into our first set, and we'll get started with a really awesome, really great song. Our first set is going to be pretty hefty, pretty long. We've got a couple long songs in here, so it's going to be a little while before y'all hear from me again. But these first few songs are some of my favorites as of recently, and I hope y'all enjoy them as much as I have been.
Well, me all night long. Rock me, baby. Thank you.
We just listened to Green Earrings by Steely Dan. Before that was Surrender to Me from Fire City Funk. Before that was Rock Me Baby from B.B. King and Eric Clapton. And we opened that set up with I Want More from the Tedeschi Trucks Band. That was a nice long set to bring us into the funk groove. Now we're going to keep with the funk for a bit and then maybe transition to some more like jazzy, disco-y funk the end of this set, and then the following set we're really going to get into a bit of the disco and a little bit of a boogie. So we're just going to keep on moving into the next song, and I hope you enjoy.
Mm-hmm. looking and answer me. Hey, fella.
Yeah, man.
Y'all seen the thing wrong with Sally's wall?
No.
All right, man, tell me about it. Got a little woman, be a woman. Let a man be a man.
Ah!
What's going on? Everyone going backwards again. I've got a bunker coming, hunker down with me for the end.
Yeah. Does it feel real? I'm asking.
Oh.
We just listened to Boogie Oogie Oogie by A Taste of Honey. Before that, we heard Does It Feel Real from Kid Bloom. They are one of my favorite artists, and I think doing a really good job in the modern era of bringing back the 70s and 80s, like, pop and electronic and the psychedelic influences into indie rock. And I think certainly now in the past 10 years, the like eclectic sounds have come back into the mainstream, and we're seeing a lot of like sampling and references to the classics, and a lot of that has really been come back. But I think that he is just able to do it in like a really succinct way and still make it his own, and not just so many, I feel like, modern songs, they're just like sampling old classic beats and not really like doing anything with that to like reinvent it or reimagine it. And there's nothing wrong with that, certainly, but I think he does a really good job at just not like directly sampling all the time, but bringing in really like notable and recognizable influences where you kind of know right away like who he's referencing, but it's not in like such an overt way of just taking a past record and just slapping new lyrics on top of it. Again, not that there's anything wrong with that, just that I think he's just doing a really good job at creating and carving out this new sound and doing something that everybody has been doing, and it's really cool, but kind of taking it that next step. And that was, again, Does It Feel Real from Kid Bloom. And before that, we listened to Fish in the Dish from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, just like a really groovy song and with lyrics that are kind of ridiculous. She's talking about like a fish in your dish, I think, is just really great because you can dance and laugh and there's like humor to it, which makes it so much better. Let me open that set up with Let a Woman Be a Woman, Let a Man Be a Man from Dyke and the Blazers, who are trailblazers in the funk scene, alongside, of course, people like James Brown. But they were definitely there and deserve a lot of that credit. That song we just played has been sampled like thousands and thousands of times and is just like such a staple in music, and I feel like they deserve a lot more credit than they get in the modern era. We're gonna move right into, after that little tangent we just went on, hope everyone enjoyed that, we're gonna move into our last set of the night. Kind of was a little disingenuous earlier. We don't actually have a ton more of disco funk coming up. We changed the set list around a few hours ago to accommodate our last song, which hopefully we'll have enough time at the end to kind of talk about why we threw that one in there. But until then, we have another B.B. King song and a couple other really fun new age funk songs that I think everyone will really enjoy.
Lucky day, hummingbird. I see her in the morning. do right here is go back.
A cabin at the foot of a hill. He never knew
all they had was one old fiddle. And they passed it down to me.
And they passed it down to me.
And so I'll play it to all the world.
Till I die, I'll play this fiddle till I die. I'll play this fiddle till I die. I'll play this fiddle in the
We just listened to Fiddle in the Sky from Seals and Crofts. Before that was How Deep Is Your Funk, pardon me, from Mr. T. Before that, we heard One for the Trouble by Lack of Afro. And we opened that set up with Hummingbird by B.B. King and Dionne Warwick. We threw in the Seals and Crofts song at the end. It's our little surprise addition because found out this morning that Dash Crofts unfortunately passed away at 87, quite unfortunate. Seals and Crofts is one of my favorite bands, despite some of the controversies and some of the songs that they put out that I don't agree with their stances on, and some of those things are definitely unfortunate, but, you know, they definitely have their spot in history and pioneering the sort of like 70s soft rock, yacht rock that I love so dearly. So it's just really unfortunate. Jim Seals, of course, passed away in 2022. So now that Dash Crofts has also passed, it just kind of feels like an end of an era, so to speak. And it's just unfortunate that all of these musical artists that I really admire and look up to are slowly starting to phase out of the earth, I suppose, if that's how you want to put it. Just kind of a terrible way to put it, but you know, they lived a long life and that's really all we can ask for. So I hope everybody enjoyed that last song. Fiddle in the Sky is one of my favorite songs of theirs, and if you haven't listened to Seals and Crofts, you should definitely listen to Summer Breeze. It's one of my favorite songs of all time, and it will in fact change your life. Thanks everybody for sticking around for this nice complete set list. We went basically hour to hour, which we almost never get to do, which was really awesome. We might go back to the country next week because that's what I'm really feeling the past few days, but remains TBD. Hope everybody enjoyed, and until next Thursday, you can tune into WRUV at any time to hear any of our incredible DJs bumping out your better alternative.
You need me.